And welcome back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples here with you on News Radio KMAN. We've got a lot of guests here in studio from Fort Riley. We're going to have a couple different segments here. First off, we're going to talk about something that kicked off the other day, Operation Santa Claus. And got a couple people here to talk about that. Sergeant First Class Brian Ferguson, the head elf, and Sergeant Salia Aguirre are in studio here with us. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
Let me slide my microphone over here. First of all, I know we had someone out there to cover this the other day, but this sounds like a very intriguing event. Tell us more about Operation Santa.
Operation Santa, just pretty much it allows financially challenged soldiers during the holiday season to receive toys for their children. So each family that goes and gets put on the list to receive toys, they're allowed to come to our shop and take two toys off the shelf per child. So it's a great program.
And where will the this be set up here and the hours of operation?
We're located on Fort Riley in Camp Funston, building 1828, and our hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. Have you guys been involved with this for quite a while?
This is our first year. We started October 1st, so every year is a different set of volunteers that come through and put everything together to get the program going. So this is our first year, but it's going great so far.
You, I think you delivered a speech the other day on the ribbon cutting, and can you talk about what makes this program work so well?
What makes the program work really is just the members in the community donating money, gifts, stuff like that, just making it all possible for us. So we're out trying to promote the program as much as possible, but I mean ultimately what makes this program work is the community.
So this kicked off November 5th, 2017, 2018 Operation Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. What is kind of the need here as far as donations? What are you guys looking for?
Just toys, age range from, birth to 18 years old. I mean, I know the 12 to 18 range is a tough one to shop for, but, they deserve toys as well. So.
And as far as where can they drop these off, the donations?
Each brigade headquarters has a box in their building, so they can drop off there. Walmart in both Junction City and Manhattan have a box. They can drop it off. They're red boxes with the green chimney on top. Godfrey's has one. City Cycle Sales have one. Briggs Nissan as well has it. Azura Credit Union on Fort Riley has a box as well, also the PX.
So you got a lot of partners helping you out with
this. Yes, we do.
Well, and that's great because I know this, you can't do it by yourself. This just takes a lot of community involvement to do something like this. Are there any special events coming up where you'll be doing like a large toy drive, anything like that?
I think they're trying to put something together right now with K-State at the basketball games where we'll set a couple boxes up. And, I don't know what they're going to be promoting to get guys to donate toys, but I think the K-State basketball games are going to start helping us out a little bit.
And I should probably stress, you're looking for unopened new stuff,
unopened
correct?
New toys, yes, within roughly the $15 to $20 price range. And even if that doesn't work, if you just drop a dollar in a cash box attached to the donation box, that'll help as well.
Sure. And as far as, that's good. A lot of people are going to be doing their holiday shopping, so if they have a little extra cash, just toss it in there.
Drop it in a box.
All right. Again, we're talking with Sergeant First Class Brian Ferguson, the head elf, and Sergeant Salia Aguirre. I'm sorry, I'm having a struggle with that because I keep wanting to say Aguirre. Tell me a little bit more how you got involved with this.
Volunteer. We just volunteered for it, and they put us on.
Yeah, but you're having a good time with it here so far?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned you accept monetary donations. Any additional locations where they can, I think you've kind of covered that.
Yeah, also, well, monetary donations, I know for sure there are two cash boxes and Navy Federal Credit Union, both in Junction City and Manhattan. Or if you would like to donate a check, you just make it out to Operation Santa, and you can also stick that in there. We take checks as well.
Okay. You guys have any type of goal you're trying to reach here? Or?
Just collect as many toys as possible. That's it. I mean, we're not going to set a number goal on anything. We just want to get as much as we can. And so far, the community's been great with all the support and local businesses helping us out. So it's been pretty good.
When does this wrap up?
December 21st is when we issued our last set of toys. So.
Okay. And will you have like a big event to distribute all the toys?
No. So on November 28th is when we start issuing the toys from November 28th up until December 21st. So we'll get the list of personnel that are authorized to receive toys. We'll contact them, set up appointments on Wednesdays and Fridays to pick up, and we'll do that until the program ends.
All right. If anybody wants to volunteer or just wants more information, where can they get that?
They should first sign up through VEMIS or through MyArmyOneSource.com, so that way they're registered, and this also will help if you're unemployed in between jobs. It'll count towards federal time on your resume, which will help them out in the long run. But also, we can track hours and it, you know, help get people more involved, I guess.
Okay. Well, guys, appreciate you coming on. Tell us a little bit more here about Operation Santa Claus. It's a great event, and everybody should get involved if they can, help out a service member in need.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for being here. We'll continue on. We've got some more guests here from Fort Riley. Talk to them next here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Attention men, if you're out on a romantic date with that special someone, don't let this happen to you. Let me explain.